Merry Christmas. Great to see all of you gathered here tonight to celebrate a big event. And the message tonight is a simple one. God is not far off. God is drawing near to us. And we're going to hear that in the songs that we sing. Jesus is born. God is close to us. We're going to hear that in the message that is shared. Also, as we receive communion today, the body and blood of Jesus, God comes to us through Jesus' gift of body and blood. And then finally, in the candlelight, singing of Silent Night. That's our prayer for you tonight, all of you that are gathered here tonight, that you have an experience tonight of God's presence, that He draws close to you. This evening is a special service, and I just want to point out a few things before we begin. First off, I do believe we're kind of stretched thin on bulletins. Is that correct? Do we need to share? So if you do have an extra bulletin, were there those that did not receive one? Did anyone not receive one? Okay, excellent. Thank you for sharing. The other thing is that if you don't have a bulletin, you can follow the projection. The entire service is projected ahead. And this is a... What's that? You can't see through the tree? Oh, man. All right. Two other points about our worship tonight. The first is that we are going to have communion. Communion will be in a continuous line. Follow the ushers as they guide you on your way. But in general, what we'll do is we'll come down, everyone will come down this center aisle and then come by the elders and pastor, receive communion, the body and blood of Jesus. If you do take the blood, the wine in the individual cup, we have a receptacle over here on the side. Just go ahead and place that individual cup in that bowl, and then you can go back to your seat in this fashion. And then one other note, and I'll share this once again once we get closer to this part in the service. We are going to have a candlelight singing of Silent Night. Hopefully everyone has a candle. The key to this is the person who has the light stays steady. The person receiving the light is the one who bends the candle over, not vice versa. Once all the candles are lit, it's going to be dark in the sanctuary, and we're going to sing together Silent Night, three verses, and we're going to take a moment of silence. And then we'll have a prayer to conclude our service. Very special evening tonight. Once again, God is not far off. He's drawing close to us in the gift of His Son, Jesus. God's blessing on your worship tonight, and we start in a special way by asking our choir to come forward for our opening choral anthem.